Well, the Branson Arts Council launches their 7th theatrical production of the year next weekend with Steel Magnolias at the historic Owen Theater in Branson. And here to talk about it are Jim Barber from the Branson Regional Arts Council and Lloyd Alexander Holt, who is directing this production at the historic Owen Theater in downtown Branson. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So this is 6 performances over about 3 or 4 days, right?
Yes. We open up on next Thursday, mm-hmm. 7 o'clock, right. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be a fantastic performance, and we are so thrilled with the response that we're getting already.
Tickets are going already.
Tickets are selling quite well. And we really love the fact that Springfield is getting behind what we're doing down in Branson. We've had several Springfield actors also involved in many of our productions recently.
They're always looking for something to do. That's and there are opportunities, and the actors and musicians seek out the opportunities all over the area. Well, Lloyd, this show is, of course, famous for a lot of people, I believe, because of the movie version with Dolly Parton et al. It's the movie script. What kind of differences are there between what people saw in the film version and what people will see in the stage version? I guess, of course, is much more contained, as you would expect.
It is. I think the biggest thing that's different between the film and the stage adaptation is that everything on the stage version happens at Truby's Beauty Parlor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, with the screenplay, when Robert Harling wrote it, he was very, very much involved with the transition from stage to screen. And so much of the dialogue is the exact same with just very few differences. So what you're going to hear is what you've heard when you've watched the film.
You don't get to hear what's his name trying to shoot, or you don't get to see him rather try to shoot the birds out of the trees.
Right, you get to hear him, and you hear Rhett barking in the background, but you never get to see him on stage.
Right, it's all about the 6 women.
Yes, it is. The same storyline and the tragedy that happens at the end and all the beauty that unfolds throughout the narrative, but it all happens in a contained set, one set.
Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing about Steel Magnolias and Robert Harling in particular is that he had a goal in mind for this show. He was commemorating someone in his life.
Yes, his sister. The character Shelby is written as a tribute to his sister that did suffer from diabetes and lost her life after she did sacrifice that for her son. And so he hit the number one goal that he had when he sat down and in 10 days he penned this show from start to finish. He spent his life behind that typewriter for about a week and a half. And his number one goal was he just didn't want his sister to be forgotten. And I think he did a wonderful job in that tribute.
Now you have 6 actresses and involved, 6 female actors. Let's put it that way. And I want you to tell me about the cast and who's playing what.
We've got 6 very talented actors, actresses in this show. I was very, very fortunate with this casting. We've got some faces that you've probably seen, people will recognize on the historic Owen Theater stage. And then we've got some new faces with this one. Kelsey Bradley is the actress that's playing Shelby Eatonton. Mindy Law plays Malin Eatonton, her mother. We've got Julie Musser, who plays Clary Belcher. And Ross Slavik, who plays Weezer Boudreaux. And she's doing a fantastic job. And then we have Amy Miller, one of our new actresses for this year, that is playing the role of Truby.
It is a show. The writing, if considering that Harling had a lot to do with the screenplay, the writing of the play, it just the dialogue in general is snappy. It's just a delight. But yes, there is a lot of tragedy that comes in before the show is over, very definitely.
There is. And I think one of the things that draws people to this story is that you can identify at some level with some of these characters in this story. Everybody has, these Steel Magnolias in their life. But to quote Truby's line, it's one of my favorite lines, is laughter through tears is my favorite emotion. That's what you'll experience when you come and see this wonderful production.
And as Jim was saying, you're doing 6 shows, 6 curtain times are, Thursday through Sunday of next week, the 29th through September 1st, all at 7 p.m., so you have evening shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and two additional matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Right.
Now, how well do the cast members adapt to doing the two-a-day thing on the weekends?
Well, they do very, very, very well with that. This show takes a lot out of them emotionally.
That's why I was asking. Yeah, I know it does.
But they are the real deal. Every time that I see them on stage, they inspire me. They're always willing to be vulnerable and always willing to give out of you know, that honesty, that portrayal. It's never phoned in. And so when they walk out of there, they walk out exhausted, but they're very, very happy.
No, it's nice for Branson to finally have a regular outlet for actors to do their thing numerous times mm-hmm. a year. How many productions per season does the Branson Regional Arts Council put on?
This season we're doing 10 productions. Mm. In the past, you know, Tri-Lakes Community Theater has been around for almost 40 years.
Yes.
And they usually did anywhere from maybe 1 to 4 productions, and they were always in the off season and wherever they could find a theater. And so when the Branson Regional Arts Council was able to move into the historic Owen Theater 2 years ago, well, actually only a year and a half ago.
Right, yeah, it's not been that long ago.
We decided that we wanted to make it a full-time, year-round community theater production. So we did 9 productions last year, 10 productions this year, and we're going to have 11 productions next year, if you can believe that. And we could only do it because we have such a great staff of professional. They're volunteer, and a lot of them, but they're very professional in their ethics and their quality and the time that they put into it. Our directors, our producers, choreographers, actors, everyone, even if they're brand new, we call them professional because they work with such a great working troupe of performers and producers, production team. I can't even say it right now. Obviously, I'm not on the production team, but it's just – it always happens. It always falls into place, and it's a challenge because we're constantly overlapping productions. You know, when one is in rehearsal,
absolutely.
The next one is being the marketing's being put together. We're working on the set pieces, and we have a warehouse off premises that we store all of our props and our set pieces, and so there's a constant moving back. There's the behind the scenes. Of a production is almost more interesting than the actual productions, but people are just loving what we're doing. It's something that Branson has needed as a community. Springfield has supported the arts like this in theater for many, many years, but it's, you know, Springfield has really supported us as well. The Springfield Arts Council, Springfield Little Theater, they've all gotten behind many of the productions that we're doing and are very supportive, and we appreciate that.
Well, Lloyd, how did you get involved?
Well, by chance, I happened to come to an informative meeting because I saw an ad early last January that said they were just looking for help. And I showed up, and within 10 minutes, I was willing to usher. And then 10 minutes later, I walked out the director of a show. And the rest is history.
Did you expect that kind of appointment quite that quickly? Or
actually, no, but I do believe in Providence. Everything just happened for a reason, and it's a wonderful place to work. We've truly become a family. The organization has a heartbeat that we all share and a vision that we all are very passionate about. And I'm very, very humbled and privileged to be a part of that team.
Well, and Lloyd is one of those people that brought so many aspects to our program that we didn't even know we were going to have yet. Mm. And out of our first few productions came the idea to start a youth conservatory arts program for music, dance, theater. And we also have private vocal lessons, and Lloyd teaches those and is director of vocal studies for our youth institute that we have started. And in the summer, we do an institute program where the kids actually come in and study a show for 3 weeks and learn the basics of theater, and then they put on a performance over a weekend, and then we have the adult shows as well. So we have so many things going on in this little tiny historic theater, but we love it.
About 200 seats, and they're already going fast for this production of Steel Magnolias at the Owen Theater, and street address is
205 South Commercial Street.
There you go.
You go to Dick's Five and Dime. We're just a block and a half south on Commercial Street. And
Branson.
The theater's been sitting there for over 80 years, and it's one of Branson's oldest buildings. It's Branson's very first theater, and our goal is to eventually restore it back to how it looked back in 1936, but keep it as a modern performing facility so that we can do things for the community. We want to put a we're going to be putting an art gallery in the front in a small area that originally was an art gallery. And so many exciting things.
All right. Branson Regional Arts Council making them really hitting the ground running. It's an organization that's not been around that long and really taking on and being successful at taking on all kinds of different things.
The organization was started in 1965, actually, but we've just had a lot of synergy recently.
Exactly. As far as really for things coming together and really gelling as an organization, it's been since you've been involved with it, really, I think.
Well, I'm proud to be part of it, and I can't take all the credit because it's the people behind it that
right.
make it happen. But it's just everything.
You've turned out to be a good motivator.
Things come together at the right time,
I
think. And if there's if the community gets behind it and sees the potential that we do, it's going to be a great thing.
Well, all right. Steel Magnolias next weekend, Thursday through Sunday, August 29th through September 1st at the Owen Theater, Thursdays through Sunday, all at 7 p.m. Evening shows, plus two matinees on Saturday and Sunday, August 31st and September 1st, both at 2 p.m. And tickets, there are two ticket levels, $9.95 and $14.95.
That's the youth price is the $9.95. There is a small service fee on both of those. But if you go to our website, BransonArts.org/tix, T-I-X, you can actually see what seats are available and select your seats right there and buy them online. We recommend you do that because we have volunteers and we don't have a fully staffed box office. The day of the show, we will have people there, but by that point, tickets might be gone. So we ask you to drop your phones and get on the internet and get your tickets soon.
Well, I won't mention the phone number then because you may be kind of overtaxed as far as whether there's anybody.
Well, we do have someone manning the phone, so that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the phone number is 417-336-4255. That's the box office at the Owen Theater in Branson. Well, all right. Steel Magnolias next weekend at the Owen Theater in Branson. Jim Barber from Branson Regional Arts Council and Lloyd Alexander Holt, who is directing this production. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.